Yaakov finally meets Esav, and he offers to share with him the plenty that God has blessed him with. Esav responds, Perek Lamed Gimel Pasuk Tet, Yesh li rav, achi, I have a lot. Yehi lecha asher lach, you keep what you have. Yaakov responds and says, Yesh li kol, not I have a lot, I have everything. Chazal connect Yaakov's usage of the word kol to the avot before him, Avraham and Yitzchak, who are described in similar ways. And by Yitzchak, Avram transferred it to him, Bereshit Perichov Dalet, Vayitin Avram et kol asher lo Yitzchak. And later in Perichov Zayin, when Yitzchak eats, or talks about eating, he says, V'ochal mikol b'terem tovo. Gemara Baba Basra Daf Tet Zayin says, there are three people who God gave a taste of Olam Haba in this world, and that's Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, because the word kol appears by them. The Gemara continues and says, Shlosha lo shalat bem Yitzhahara. The Yitzhahara didn't control them, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, because it says kol by them. And we ask Hashem in our benching that He should bless us with this bracha of the Avot. Harachamoni yivarech otivet ishtivet zari otanovet kol asher lanu kemoshen et baruchu avotenu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov bakol, v'Avraham Shem yivarech Avraham bakol, mikol, Yitzchak said he would eat mikol, and kol, of Yaakov who said yesh li kol. And we continue with this theme in the end of benching, v'darshe Hashem lo yachzeru kol tuv, etc. And the truth is, throughout benching, we emphasize the call in the first bracha, Hazanat Olam Kulo B'Tuvo, Notein Lechem L'Chol Basar, Mefarnes L'Kol, Umeitiv L'Kol, Hazan Et HaKol. In the second bracha, Mefarnes Atanu B'Tamid B'Chol Yom, U'V'Chol Eit, U'V'Chol Sha'ah, V'Al HaKol Hashem Elokeinu, Yizbarach Shimcha B'Fi Kol Chai. I'm not going to mention all the times it's mentioned, but in the last bracha we say Hamelach Hatov Ameitiv Lakol Shebechol Yom VaYom Hu Heitiv Meitiv VeChol Tov UMiKol Tov LeOlam Al Yichasreinu. And as we mentioned, we end off benching the Dorshe Hashem Lo Yachzu Chol Tov. What is the bracha of Kol? So Rashi on the Psukim in Bereishit Chav Zayin Lamed Gimel says VaChol MiKol MiKol Tamim Shebikashti. Yitzchak was able to taste all the different tamim in his food. This week's Parsha Rashi says on the words Yesh Li Kol, Kol Sipukai. Hashem has given me everything that I need, everything I could want. And I think this is the basis of the bracha we say in the morning. After the bracha we say in present tense, Zokef Kfufim, Malbish Arumim, Pokeach Ivrim, we say one in past tense. Bruchat Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Sha'asa, in past tense, Li Kol Tzarki. God has given me everything I need. This is a major level of appreciation where a person feels like they have what they need and everything they need they have and everything they have they need. This appreciation of a person feeling like what they have is what they need, which is why Lo Ra'iti Tzadik Ne'ezav V'Zaro Mevakesh Lachem. A tzaddik never feels abandoned and his children aren't seeking things they don't have because they believe what they need they have and what they have they need. The Sfat Emet speaks about this on a deeper spiritual level and says, kol, an appreciation of kol, is an expression of a person's appreciation of their relationship with Hashem, which really gives them what they truly need in and of itself before we talk about the things God blesses us with. And he says, this is what the Avot had, which made them appreciate Olam Haba in this world and leaves no room for the Yetzirah when a person feels they already have whatever they need. May we appreciate this bracha of kol and strive for it so that when we daven in benching in other places and express the ratzon for it, we know what we're asking for so we can achieve it.